Would you please remove your shoes and sandals, and I'll just come along and put them in the bag here. And if you could put your purses and your bags in there as well, that would be really helpful. Are you looking at me as if I'm not being serious? No? Huh? Nobody's going to do that? Is anybody going to give me their sandals and their shoes and their bags and their purses? Thanks, Robin. I knew I could trust you. Yay! Thank you very much. Well done, Robin. Thank you. Yeah, you can have them back later, I promise. It'll be a special reward. No. I was doing that because it was really good to see all the looks on your faces, because you thought, for a moment, you thought I was serious. And then I started to wonder what it would be like if I actually did do that and sent you out in pairs, and I'm going to stay here and eat all the food and drink all the wine while you go do the work, okay? You can go out in pairs and you can go down the streets, no shoes, no sandals, no bags, no purses, okay? Just yourselves. And at the end of this service, you're not going to stay for lunch. I am. I'm going to stay here. And you can go. All right? Okay? Your faces said it all. And that's a really good laugh at the right appropriate moment. You must be joking. Don't be so silly. Of course I'm not going to be able to do that. Don't be stupid. I'd look really stupid for starters, because everybody else has got sandals or shoes on their feet out there. And I'm sure most people have got purses and bags. If I sent Robin out now without his shoes on, people would look and stare. And they'd, apart from the fact that he's not got his shoes on. But I wonder where you would go. Where would you go? And what would you do if you actually had no purse, no bag, no sandals, no shoes, no coat? And who and where would you go to? If I did say to you, right, I'm sending you out in pairs to go and preach the gospel of Christ to the people who live in this place, where would you start? Would you all go down the one street, all completely together as a group, because there's safety in numbers? Or would you agree with one another, actually, I'll tell you what, you go that way, you go that way, you go that way, and you go that way? Would you know of a few friendly places that you could start and perhaps might just kind of go and visit and knock on the door tentatively? It must have been really strange, mustn't it, for the disciples, for them to be with Jesus and then for Jesus to get to a point of saying, actually, now I'm going to send you out. And he's really honest. He says, I'm going to send you out like wolves. Oh, no, you're not wolves, you're lambs. Get that around the right way, Ruth, that helps. I'm going to send you out like lambs amidst wolves. And some days it really feels like that, doesn't it? Actually being a Christian. I was at a Christian Aid meeting last week, and for the first time this year, almost every person was reporting that actually they'd had abuse on the doorstep because it's Christian Aid. I don't know if it would have mattered if it was Hindu Aid or Sikh Aid or Muslim Aid, whatever. Christian speaks faith group. Don't want to know. Go away. Thank you very much. So we are like lambs being sent out into the midst of wolves. And actually, we don't really have very much protection around us. The only protection we have is God, is his spirit in our hearts and in our minds and around us constantly. Heather, come and stand next to me. Heather's slightly protected this morning because she has extra layers. I haven't asked her to take a cardigan off or leave her coat behind or leave her shoes. She's got an alb and a stole on this morning. That declares she is now an ordained person, a collar around her neck. And exactly, thank you, Robin. And she's even got a microphone so you can hear her. So we've kind of done everything we possibly can to protect her. And now there are a pair of us as well. So when I get things wrong, she can step in. And when she gets things wrong, I can step in. No worries there. Okay? But I wonder, Heather, have you felt very protected all of this week? Or has this week been a bit strange?
It's been an odd week, I'll be honest. Ruth has been wonderful at protecting me and looking out for me and telling me exactly where to be and when. So that's a good start, isn't it?
It's always a good start. Yeah. But there have been lots of interesting things. So we've gone to the nursing home and we've gone to the school and we've done communion here and we've met all sorts of different people out on the streets. And actually, that's a little bit worrying and a little bit scary and a little bit not sure what's going to happen next. And I was trying to be good and not fill her diary for that. I'm going to stand away from you because it's not liking it. I was trying to be good and not fill her diary up and to give her space and gentleness. But actually, we like the security of knowing what we're doing, don't we? And where we're going and what we're stepping into. And actually, sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. So, Heather, I won't come close to you. Sorry. I was going to ask some of the people out here if they had any questions for you. So that's a very unprotected space.
Easy ones.
I don't know what they're going to ask. And you can decide who you'd like and if you'd like to answer. So does anybody have a question for Heather about life, the universe, and just about herself. Just about herself, so we could learn a little bit more about her. Does anybody have a question? Samuel's got a question. Or Evie. Go on then, ask it. If you were a biscuit, what biscuit would you be
and why?
Well, the choice is so many and varied, isn't it? I'm going to go with a jammy dodger.
A jammy dodger?
A jammy dodger.
Be a jammy dodger. Yeah. Because?
Because they're fun. And it's not the sensible biscuit like the rich tea.
No. Okay, so they're fun. So we learn something from you out of that. I think also on some jammy dodgers, they have a heart in the middle, don't they? That's filled with jam. So maybe you see surreptitiously. You're trying to tell us that you're all heart. Anybody else got a question for Heather, who isn't part of her family?
Could you tell us anything about how you came to think that coming to support Stephen was a good idea as opposed to going anywhere else?
Anywhere else? Right. Oh, be careful.
Be nice.
The whole pattern of my journey, through my vocational journey, has been one of being pulled on really slowly and carefully and repeatedly called back to places where I've been before. And so I came here about 3 years ago on a placement when I was actually training as a reader. And so I didn't think they'd send me back here. And so when the phone rang and the DDO said to me, I think you'd fit really well with Ruth, I thought, oh, it's again, I'm being called back somewhere I've already been. And I thought, that's it. That's the place to be. And we got on well.
So far. Give her another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No. So far. Thank you. Any other questions? We'll take one more question. Two more questions. Steve and then Anne. Steve.
When you hear from God, how do you hear
from God? Oh, now. There are times when you get the real sense of, you know, the voice. But more often than not, it's somewhere deep in here. Just a prompting, a nudge, a pulling in a certain direction. And quite often actually through other people who turn up at just the right moment to say what we really need to listen to.
So how do you hear from God? So it's a kind of gut instinct with Heather. And Anne,
well, that's here, so, you know, so far, so good. They have been wonderful. They have had to put up with no end of anxiety over essays and the whole house being covered in books and bits of paper where I've been planning my work. And for the last 2 years, me vanishing for a whole weekend every 6 weeks to do part of my residential part of my training, and big week-long residentials as well. And they have managed, and I couldn't have done it without them, especially John, who has generally kept the children alive and in one piece, and will continue to do so. So thanks, guys.
Heather, you can go back and sit down for a minute.
That's okay.
So Heather said something very crucial there for her particular calling, but that she gets called back to the places that she's been. And one of the things in that gospel reading, one of the words that was really important to me this week is about the fact that Jesus sent his disciples out in pairs to all the places that he intended to go. So there's an intentionality in God that he puts us into the places where he already has been but will be again. That sense that God comes and draws us back and pushes us forward and draws us back and pushes us forward all the time. And that actually when we go out in pairs, he realizes that we have wisdom for one another. Just because Heather is a curate doesn't mean she doesn't bring wisdom of life experience and wisdom of God's. And for me, that Galatians reading is really pertinent. Don't think I've got it all sewn up just because I'm a vicar here. Actually, I'm only 8 years ahead of Heather, and Heather has much to teach me as much as I have to teach her. And sometimes in our Christian life, we can sometimes get a little bit hierarchical and go, well, I've been a Christian for 25 years, so I know much more than you. Actually, that reading from Galatians says, no, you don't. You need to share your wisdom with one another, because actually, that's the only way you can ever try to go out into the streets and proclaim the gospel of God. So thank you for your welcome to Heather today. And I'm sure Heather and John and Evie and Samuel, you're going to be an absolute blessing to us in these next few years. But keep praying for them and keep praying for us and keep praying for God's church as it grows and faces the sense that sometimes we are like lambs that have to go into the midst of the wolves. Amen. Robin, you can come and get your shoes now.